Welcome. Today, we're discussing some exciting news about a major GPT-4 update, specifically the March 2025 version, nicknamed GPT-4o. It's causing quite a stir in the AI community.
Wow, a new GPT-4 update already. What's so special about this one? Is it just another incremental improvement?
Definitely not incremental. Artificial analysis is calling it a big leap forward. It's actually overtaken some major players, like Claude 3.7 Sonnet and Gemini 2.0 Flash, in their intelligence index.
Impressive. So where does it rank overall now? Is it at the very top?
It's the second highest scoring non-reasoning model right now, just behind DeepSeek's V30324 release. A jump in their intelligence index from 41 to 50 is quite significant, right?
A 9-point jump? That's huge. What's driving this improvement? Anything specific they're highlighting?
Coding performance. GPT-4o is apparently now the top non-reasoning model for coding. They say it's number one in their coding index and live code bench, even surpassing DeepSeek V3 and Claude 3.7 Sonnet.
Amazing. Any idea what OpenAI is officially calling this update? GPT-4.5, maybe?
Well, that's another interesting part. OpenAI hasn't actually given it a name, which artificial analysis calls a naming sin. They're calling it GPT-4o, March 2025 for now.
GPT-4o. Interesting choice. So, how can people access this new model?
It's available in ChatGPT when you select GPT-4o in the model selector and also through the API, specifically the ChatGPT-4o latest endpoint.
Wait, I'm confused. Is it available through a regular API endpoint or just for research?
Well, that's where it gets a bit tricky. That latest endpoint was initially for research, with OpenAI recommending developers stick to the dated snapshot versions. But now, the latest endpoint has this significantly improved model.
So, developers might be tempted to use it, despite the earlier guidance.
Exactly. And there's a pricing difference, too. The latest endpoint costs more. $5.15 per million tokens, versus $2.5, $10 for the snapshots.
I see. Interesting. So a bit of a dilemma for developers, then. Use the better, more expensive model? Or stick with the older, cheaper ones? What's artificial analysis's take?
They're advising caution, given OpenAI's previous guidance and the higher cost, but also suggesting that a dated API snapshot is probably coming soon.
Makes sense. So, a big update, better performance, a naming mystery, and some API confusion. Sounds like classic OpenAI. Thanks for breaking it all down.
Absolutely. This GPT-4o update definitely shakes things up. We'll have to keep an eye on how it develops and what OpenAI does next. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Goodbye.